There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Outlast the Enterprise. They keep going and going and going and going.
Oh boy, do we have a never-ending pharmaceutical fantasy story served up, delivered on St. Paddy's Day by the FDA to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. But before we get there, we have some breaking news. All right, another medical kidnap case. This one may be solved. We may have a reuniting of a family. Super Don, what's this going on that's just breaking now?
Yeah, you know, I just saw this, and I haven't had a chance to talk with the parents yet, but apparently Wes Schnorf and Heather Briggs, their son Zephyr, had been taken by Texas Children's Hospital, and this was just a few months ago. And they've been fighting hard, and apparently, I mean, the only information I have at this point is all in caps letters. I've got the message, mm-hmm. We won. Get our baby back tonight. Praise the Lord, we won. So, Zephyr is going back home.
Woo! All right. That's a party to celebrate right there. Now, if I remember correctly, this family had the wherewithal to actually hire a private attorney and fight on a more equal playing field, if you will. Not that they're ever level in this sense, but they weren't a poor family that couldn't defend themselves, if my memory serves correct in the interview, because I think we interviewed them, again, you said, a couple of months back.
Well, you know, the thing is this is one of the cases where I remember when this first started, and it wasn't terribly long ago. I mean, this is great news for them to have this result as quickly as they did. Not that it probably seemed very quick for them, but yeah, I mean, they figured out what was going on, and they figured out where they were being taken advantage of, and they called them on their stuff. They CPS and the court really tripped up, made some mistakes, and they, you know, took advantage of that situation. And like I said, I don't have all the details, but I'll tell you what, the most important detail is that Zephyr is going home, and this is ending for them. And yeah. I can't tell you how happy I am about this.
Let this be a parade of victories. Let's bring Isaiah home. Team Isaiah. You know, all the families we've covered, and many of them that we haven't been able to. There's just too many of them to do. So I don't want that to be a never-ending story. And it sounds like good news for Zephyr and the family reuniting. So great. We'll have more details on it, I'm sure, tomorrow and the coming days, weeks, and months. As we follow it. Now, as we go to Oklahoma, how many times over the years... Actually, no, I don't want to go to that story yet. I'm a bit ahead of myself today because that bit of good news has got me wanting to do another funny story as opposed to one that is kind of a bummer of a story. But we got to go here. The FDA Law Blog, thefdalawblog.net. They have a story here called The Everlasting Patent. And immediately I thought of the Everlasting Gobstopper. And in fact, in the body of this article, they say that. They say nothing lasts forever in our mortal world, though some things try to come close. Wonka's Everlasting Gobstoppers. The Never-Ending Story, which was the theme we opened with this hour. Doctor Who, for our British friends. And the Energizer Bunny, who you actually placed in there so nicely when you said it was Enter Pfizer, because this is a gift to Pfizer and other big pharmaceutical companies. They're adding to this list the Everlasting Patent. And if you don't know what that is, normally a patent, when you get it, it's for 20 years. So let's say you come up with a new drug molecule, like a statin drug, and they say, okay, now that you brought it to market, it's there, you've got 20 years, whatever, minus whatever amount from the time of the patent, but about 20 years, that you'll have exclusivity on it. You'll get the profit, make back all your money, and then 100,000-fold if you're in big pharma because you've got a monopoly here in America. But that's not good enough because guess what? All the blockbuster patent drugs are in expiry. They're literally coming close to expiration. And so those Mongo markups are going to be gone because now generics can enter and compete. And now you've got some of these medicines are practically free relative. I mean, literally. They've got older antibiotics. You can go to the Walmarts and the Publixes. That, you know, they'll offer them for free. So there's not a lot of profit in that. How is Big Pharma, you know, struggling with this? Well, one of the ways, of course, is they've got the mandates on vaccination. And they're continuing to try and strengthen it. And by the way, that's another breaking news story because out of New Jersey, it passed out of committee. Now it's going to be going to both houses to be voted on soon. So you guys and gals in Jersey, you've still got your work cut out for you. The state where medical tyranny rears its ugly head. I mean, it's the home to many of the pharmaceutical companies in America. A lot of the big vaccine makers have headquarters there in New Jersey. And it looks like they are pressing full court press. I don't want to have to rely on a Chris Christie veto, do you? That doesn't sound good. So you guys and gals, you got your work cut out for you, but we support you here. If not, get out. Get out of the Garden State because the only thing they're growing there is syringes filled with mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, aborted fetal tissue. It doesn't sound like such a nice place to live if that's going to be the main bumper crop.
Yeah, that's a scary-looking tree, I got to tell you.
But yeah, that's a very scary-looking tree, worse than some of the sci-fi movies, B-movies I saw as a kid. Now, a patent term normally 20 years. But that's not good enough because they're running out of patent. And I think they secretly know they're going to lose this vaccine debate, even though they're pretending that they're not going to lose it. They're going to lose it because the more they push back on those who love liberty still in America, who can see through the medical tyranny, the more people are going to join us in our efforts that maybe even be pro-vaccine, but they're going to be as equally so or more so pro-freedom, the freedom to choose, the freedom to not have your child forced to be medicated in any way, shape, or form against your will, the will of mom and dad. So here, they're going for it. They're going for it big time. 20 years minus any extensions. Occasionally, they'll get an extension under Title II of the Hatch-Waxman Amendments, provision buried in this nearly 400-page discussion draft of what's called the 21st Century Cures Act that was released earlier this year. All right, and they have a link to it in the show notes. We have a link to the article. Click on it, and you'll see where it goes. And basically, this provision would allow for perpetual renewal of patents. They would basically be equivalent of a forever patent, even though things come and go on planet Earth. They live, they die, but patents for Big Pharma, thanks to Henry Waxman, who's never met a pharmaceutical drug he didn't like. Sounded like a Dick Durbin. But what's weird about this Super Don is Hatch. Remember Hatch and Harkin? They did a lot of stuff for dietary supplement industry.
Yeah.
If he did this, did he know what he was writing? I mean, if it's nearly 400 pages, is this another one of those cases where we got to pass the bill to see what's in it?
You know, that's a lot of pages. And, you know, I want to give Orrin Hatch the benefit of the doubt because he's been a friend to the industry. I can't imagine he would do this knowing that is the loophole that he basically created. So I know it'd be interesting to get a statement from him.
Yeah, it would be. In this, it says the director shall, within the 3-month period beginning on the date of the submission, in other words, if you request an extension of your patent, it may extend the patent to expire at the end of the protection period for the dormant therapy if the patent would otherwise expire before the end of the protection period. You know, these legalese, it's hard to really understand, but I mean, what they're saying here is that the patent will never expire. I mean, this is actually a stunning bit of whoever slipped that in there. The FDA is given a major league gift to the pharmaceutical complex that, again, is in big trouble. And, I mean, they're in big trouble today, right now, but they know what's coming down the pipeline, and it's no longer the blockbuster drugs for diseases that they actually create. Unless, of course, the mandated vaccine schedule keeps expanding and the exemptions keep getting eliminated and they force even adults to adopt these vaccines under the childhood schedule, if you will, by CDC, which will mean that they're totally exempt, the vaccine manufacturers, from any liability. And what will happen there is that you'll have such a sick, a chronically sick culture that diseases we don't even know about yet are going to be making appearances. Diseases that we do already know about will be making more appearances, and their severity will likely ramp up even further. So on all levels, this FDA gift of a never-ending patent to the drug manufacturers is a disaster for the health of Americans. But then we can always count on our politicians, whether it be Barack Obama or whether it be a Republican that replaces Barack Obama. The jury's still out on Rand Paul if he would do it differently. I have a sense that he would, but I know there's some conflicts with what he's doing. But whenever somebody gets in next, are they going to recognize that we've been living under monopoly medicine for over 100 years and roll back the monopoly and open the floodgates to freedom again? Freedom to healing, freedom to all healing, all healers? Or will it be continually the corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all these United States, getting special access, special privileges, and special status to have synthetic patented molecules that are dangerous and deadly, be excused from their injuries, minimally held liable in the case of certain drugs, but fractionally fined when they're caught wrongdoing, and having no liability when they kill a child with a vaccine? Is that going to continue as Obama is priding himself, patting himself on the back for having more Americans insured in a shorter period of time than ever before? Because as Super Don pointed out yesterday as well, they'll be fined if they don't. Like Kim Jong-un saying, you watch a South Korean movie, you're going to a labor camp, and guess what he gets to tout? Hey, look, fewer people than ever in North Korea are watching South Korean films. I'm so happy. Look what I've done, right? All right. Well, we've got lots more to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming up next, Oklahoma, where they want to stop licensing marriage. Is it good, bad, or ugly? We got it after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And when we say IFIOEA, we're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
Woohoo! I dare say, Super Don, no one has ever crossfaded from Ozzy Osbourne to Oklahoma. I don't think that's ever happened.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, heard it first here, yes.
Radio stations are busting and bursting either with laughter or explosions. They don't know what to make of it. But, hey, welcome back, my friends. We're on the Robert Scott Bell Show, St. Paddy's Day edition. And we do have a story out of Oklahoma. That's why we played that theme. And it relates to marriage. Marriage! Now, of course, the controversy over gay marriage has some people up in arms and other people cheering. Yay, gay people can finally get married. Or boo, they can finally get married. Or yay, they're not getting married in my state. And it's interesting, the motivation of the Oklahomans, I don't know if it was pure and good and well and fine. But the end result here, rather interesting. They've been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show? I don't know. But how long have I been saying separation of marriage and state? Please, can you just get the state out of marriage? Get the hell out of marriage, because it brings hell into marriage. Unless you think the state is a godly creation on order of anything of the most high and holy. And I don't take that perspective. I don't want the government in my marriage. Therefore, I filed a marriage covenant. We wrote our own. And we filed it in miscellaneous documents just to declare it in case anybody tried to challenge it. But I didn't ask permission. They said, oh, you have to get a license. The hell I do? I'm not asking for permission where none is required. I'm not inviting you to this party. And so the Oklahomans finally figured it out. They said, let's get out of the marriage business. And there's a bill that would basically take the marriage license business out of the state and give it to the churches, to the religious institutions. House Bill 1125 would effectively ban all secular marriage in the state, passed by a Republican majority, and will now go to the state Senate for consideration. Now, I'm thinking they're probably thinking that they've outsmarted gay people. Why gay people wanted to be married like heterosexual people, I'm not sure. But that's up to you guys and gals, or guys and guys, whatever. I don't care. Not my business. But they're right about something. Marriage was not instituted by government. It was instituted, you know, it was a religious kind of thing. It has to do with property. There's a lot of history there that may be uncomfortable for some to discuss. But the marriage license was introduced, I believe, after the Civil War, if a white person wanted to marry a black person. They didn't want that happening, so they made sure that you were going to ask permission of the state, and they would say, maybe, maybe not. Permission granted, permission denied. And somehow it evolved into everybody has to ask permission of the state to get married. And I think that's wrong. Now, what's ironic about this bill is that evidently it will now ban atheists from getting married because there will be no secular marriage. But you atheists are stupid if you can't file your own documents, file your own covenant to get married in a secular fashion, and just put it into miscellaneous documents, declare it under common law. And if they declare common law to be dead, then they have no authority anyway. It's a whole other story.
Well, there
and then you got dunder. Then you got dunderheads in Texas. All right, story out of Texas. Texas lawmakers patting themselves on the back. Here are the Republicans. You know, some people say you're too hard on liberals, Robert. Well, how about on the so-called pseudo-conservative Republicans in Texas? They're partying down because they're celebrating 10 years of a gay marriage ban. And what do they do?
Oh, boy.
What do
yeah.
they do?
Super. How,
do they
how did they celebrate this? They're all afraid of gay people. So they all get together, and all these guys are standing at this table. And if you look at the picture, they're all basically holding hands and getting ready to cut a pink cake.
A beautiful pink cake. And it was probably baked by a gay man.
Oh, no.
If we eat it, are we going to turn gay? Listen, marriage, separation of marriage and state. I want you, you know, do it with your clergy. Not like that. I mean, you know, you make up your own mind. Come together. You two adults, write out your own, this is what we believe. And you know, be honest about what you expect about it. I mean, I think we're all adults here, are we not? Well, except for the kids that are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can talk to your mom and dad about what RSB and Super Don just talked about here. I don't think you should have to ask permission of the state to get married. Of course, then they get into privileges and tax write-offs and all, you know. Again, you want to subjugate yourself to that? Be my guest. Not going to go there. All right, we're going to England, the old country, UK. Our health correspondent, Amanda Thomas, is next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with doctor constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, bridging the cultural divide today on St. Paddy's Day, all the way from the United Kingdom, Amanda Thomas, our UK health correspondent. Welcome back, Amanda.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here again.
Now, is everybody drinking green Guinness today, or what goes on over in the UK on St. Paddy's Day?
It's not so much in England, but in Ireland there will be big, big celebrations. And in fact, a couple of my Irish clients are in radio silence today because they're celebrating.
That's just serious for them.
It is.
Is there a lot of bad blood between England and Ireland over independence, like the controversy we talked briefly about, UK versus Argentina stuff? Not that intense, is it?
No, not anymore. Obviously, there were problems during the time that there were what are called the Troubles.
Yeah.
But that's largely a thing of the past. And we're a kind of happy-go-lucky bunch around here. We kind of like to forgive and forget and move on. Really.
Oh, good. Because, you know, I'm friends with the British Special Forces guy who moved to our area, and he does a lot of firearms training. And he still talks about the Troubles as if it were yesterday. So he was in the intense fights and things.
I dare say that if, you know, it depends on what your experience of it was. I mean, I was in a town in which a record store was bombed by the IRA, but that was the closest. I mean, obviously, and you heard about the atrocities.
Sure.
But going back to St. Paddy's Day, I actually ended up in New York one year by mistake on Paddy's Day, and those are people who know how to celebrate.
Wait a second. Was the pilot drinking? How did you end up in New York by accident?
I mean, I was in New York on purpose, but it just happened to be on St.
Paddy's Day. I understand. I'm thinking, a little green beer in the cockpit, and we ended up in the wrong city.
No, but it was just incredible. I mean, those people really know how to celebrate.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, in Savannah, Georgia, that's a big area as well. A lot of Irish celebrations there. And, you know, I'm not much of a drinker, but I do appreciate beer. I've just had to switch to non-alcoholic variety since my drinking days ended at the age of 19. Again, appreciate a good celebration. So, speaking of celebration and bridging the cultural divide, since I'm getting ready to visit you guys and gals over there in on the island.
We're counting the hours.
Yay! So I'm looking forward to it, obviously. In the loo, what they call, not the loo, that's the bathroom, but there's the Waterloo station. I'm thinking, did they name the Waterloo City after a toilet? What is that, Waterloo?
I don't know. Well, I think they named it after a battle, actually, the Battle of Waterloo.
Well, no, but the Waterloo had to be named for a loo, no?
No, I don't think so, because I think the loo came after the battle.
Okay, all right. Well,
during the battle, depending how frightened you were.
All right, well, thank you for clearing that up. Some things I appreciate and I can get about the Brits and the humor there. Other things I'm going, I need to understand that, so I'll ask Amanda Thomas. Now, here's something Super Don sent me, and it's an image. And I've been on the tube station in the tube and on the trains in London over the years when I was younger, traveled over, visited with family, which I'm excited to do again. And the headline here reads, and this is off of a site called cheeseburger.com, only the Brits could be this humorous and this sad at the same time. Now, I'm wondering what this was referencing, and you have an image of it, too, and it was in the Waterloo station. It said, this station is busiest between 8:15 and 9:15. During busy times, you may wonder why you choose to spend so long on crowded tube platforms instead of being with the ones you love. Okay. And then it says... And then it says, forget about them and get to work. Is that like a dry British humor thing to kind of make the time pass a little easier?
Well, I think it's supposed to kind of raise a wry smile. But, I've got to say that even for me, that fell a bit flat.
Okay.
Because, I don't know. I think the punchline needs working on.
Well, do they still have the announcements in the tube stations that say, mind the gap?
Oh, yeah. If there is a gap to mind, you'll be announced about it.
It will, okay. Because that's something I think if you're an American and you've never gone to Great Britain, been on the tube stations and gone on the trains, mind the gap. You'll say, what are they doing? What are they saying? Mind the gap. And it's like, don't step in the crack. You know?
So don't disappear underneath the train.
Yes, exactly. So it's just another, but a very polite way of saying it, I think.
And also quite good for a certain clothing store.
Is it? Their place called The Gap? Does it help them?
There is. In the UK, it's a big high street store called The Gap.
Yeah, they have it here in America, too, but I just didn't know that they were talking about that gap.
They're not, but it doesn't hurt them to have their name mentioned all the time.
All the time. I was thinking if they had an advertisement, see, notice how I said advertisement, not advertisement, a sign on The Gap clothing store that would say, mind the gap, come in and buy something.
Yeah, no, do you know, we've missed our calling here. We should have been an advertiser.
I know. We could be making a fortune instead. We're trying to help people heal for free, basically. So, UK Health Radio, you do some things there, of course. And if you haven't heard Amanda yet on our updates, if you will, from Great Britain, I certainly enjoy having you on board. And my wife says, I love that Amanda. She's terrific. She stands up to you, Robert. So, thank you, man. Thank you. Now, let's talk about standing up. The police in Britain evidently are using their stop and search powers on toddlers. Now, we've covered stories about terrorism investigations into daycare centers. And we're thinking it may be getting a little ludicrous when they're starting to go after people in their diapers as to how this goes. But is that what is happening in this Telegraph story?
Well, what it is, and the first time that I ever heard of anything like this, is with people using babies in strollers and in prams to hide things that they've stolen from shops, shoplifters and things like that. But then taking that premise forward, you could hide anything on a baby, hoping that with the care that everybody's taking around children these days, that they would be above frisking suspicion, but apparently not. Because in Manchester in particular, they seem to be very hot on frisking toddlers.
This is troubling to me, because you've got a lot of people that you just don't know if they're really, let's say, above board in this. I mean, granted, if there's something called probable cause, you know, the police here in America have the ability to say, you know, a search based on probable cause. But you can also deny them the ability to do so. But a toddler, I mean, how's a toddler say, no, I object to this unlawful search of my body as a toddler? They can't do that. So I'm finding that this may be crossing a line somewhere.
Well, I imagine, I mean, it does seem sort of like a hide into nowhere, because the parents are obviously going to say, on behalf of my toddler, I absolutely do not give you the right to search them or frisk them, because the likelihood is that it's them who have planted anything, if anything has been planted.
Mm-hmm.
But I think these search powers are actually able to override that and say, no, we really suspect that you have secreted something around your toddler, and we are going to look for it, whether you like it or not.
Did you say secreted or secreted? I just want to understand this.
Well, secreted, which maybe you would say it differently.
Yeah, because that would mean something's oozing out of your pores, and it's kind of gross.
Yeah, it means that as well. It means that as well here. Yes.
Ah, okay. So
secretion is something oozing.
I was thinking, if you secret something, you hide something. That's where I was going with that.
Yeah, that's right. That is what it is. But the word, unfortunately, is the same. So I could say secreted from an open sore, or secreted about your toddler's person.
Oh, lovely. I've just lost my appetite. Thank you, Amanda. All right. The Manchester police in this case, as you said, there's a rough and tumble there. My collegiate swim coach at university was from Manchester. He never talked about the rough upbringing I guess he must have had.
Well, he may have had. I mean, there are some very nice parts of Manchester, but there are also some of the most difficult policing areas in the country in Manchester. And in this case, these Manchester police were the force that were recorded as doing the most searching of toddlers, at 45 of them.
Hmm. Wow, yeah. And it's here, I quote from this article, the Metropolitan Police, Britain's largest force, confirmed it had used stop and search on 182 toddlers. And then it says it included at least two searches where officers cited reasonable suspicion. Now, that's troubling to me, because anytime you see the government or a headline that says at least two, it means two. You know?
Yeah.
So 180 were not with reasonable suspicion, or is what we would call probable cause. Are there any civil libertarians up in arms over the secreting, or let's say the checking out the secreting of these infants or toddlers?
Well, no, I'm with you on that. To me, that sounds very odd, because you would imagine that every single one of those searches should have been born of a reasonable suspicion.
Right.
I mean, you can't just go up to a toddler playing, minding its own business in a play park, and say, right, come with me, sonny, you're being searched.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know who they should be searching are the doctors with their prescription pads, writing out scripts for these toddlers unnecessarily. Now, that leads us to our final story, and the time goes so quickly with you, Amanda, I must say. I enjoy it. Pharmacists should help ease GP pressure. GP meaning general practitioner, I assume.
Yes.
So there are not enough doctors to go around there saying, hey, the pharmacists are out there, they should be helping out. Is this controversial?
I think some people are trying to make it controversial, but in fact, pharmacists have taken a greater role in recent years than they ever have done before. There's something in this country which has proved very useful, called medication check, where a pharmacist will go through all your medications and say to you, well, in my father's case, before he died, he had an operation, and he was on a medication 2 years later that should just have covered the post-operative period. Now, to me, I always think, well, how come the doctor didn't pick that up when he was writing the re-prescription? Why didn't he think, hang on a minute, why is he having that? He hasn't just had an operation, mm-hmm. he doesn't need it. But for some reason, whether it's speed or whether they're just pressing a button, when a patient asks for a re-prescription, provided there's no necessity for a check, health check of any sort, perhaps they just press a button and it's issued. Whereas the pharmacist will look at everything on that.
Right.
And they, of course, know much, much more about it.
Amanda, I actually like this proposal because, as you said, and I agree, the pharmacists know much more about medications and the doctors who prescribe them. And how often do these patients end up, particularly elderly ones, 10, 15, or 20 prescriptions,
yes.
and none of them have been tested with one another? To have a pharmacist analyze that, I think, is a terrific idea.
It is, and that idea has now been extended to pharmacists seeing patients actually in surgeries in place of the doctor. So somebody who might have gone to see a doctor for a rash, let's say,
yeah.
would be channeled in to see the pharmacist, who would then say, okay, well, I can see from your notes previously seeing the doctor that you've had eczema, this has flared up again, this is what I suggest.
Sure.
And he's very well placed to make that suggestion.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thank you for the UK Health Radio update as well. We're heard on UK Health Radio as well as GCN, our syndicator, and National News Radio, and many other places around the country. We'll be together, what is it, the 28th and 29th of March?
Yeah, it's not long now. It's the weekend after next.
Yeah, check the links. The show notes are there, and we're going to get you more information as well. I'll be there with Jonathan Wright, Dr. Wright, and the Alliance for Natural Health. Amanda Thomas, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, back to wrap it up after this.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
What is this, hon? I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant
wiener? Any of you kids want another wiener?
Dad? What's that?
I don't know, son, but it's got great big nuts and salty nuts. Who wants them? Lord Almighty.
That looks just like my husband's.
Private! We have reports of an unidentified flying object complete with two balls.
What is that? That looks just like an enormous wing. Pay attention.
I was distracted by that enormous flying...
Willie. Yeah. What's that? Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson. Yes, sir. Get on the horn to British intelligence and let them know about this.
Oh, man, are we in trouble now. That was from Austin Powers. And
classic.
Classic. Relates to the final story of the evening. Maybe a couple of them of this St. Paddy's Day. We have to find a little bit of humor in the midst of things. Have we been too hard on Jimmy Kimmel since he came out against the the vaccine issue, right? Yelling at all the parents who don't want to...
Listen, Jimmy Kimmel's a big boy. He can handle it. He put himself out there. And we pointed it out. That's all we did.
Maybe now we've got an explanation as to why he's so bitter. In the midst of him telling jokes, him, taking really rude and uncalled for attacks on the parents of vaccine injured or even killed children. Jimmy Kimmel at the South by Southwest conference in Austin, Texas, revealed something quite astonishing about his urethra. Now, do I need to give an anatomy lesson here? Does everybody know about a urethra, what that is? That's the last tube on out of the body from your kidneys through your bladder on out through your, go ahead, Super Don. You know what it's called.
Well, let's just leave it at this. If you've ever had to have a catheter, you know where your urethra is.
Yes, they put. But evidently, I don't know why he said this. What is it about that? Was he feeling bad about what he did, you know, by throwing the kids under the bus, so to speak? He said he had revealed he had two surgeries on his penis to correct an unexpected medical issue with his urethra. He did not say the formal diagnosis. He just said the urethra, basically the external evacuation hole, closed up on its own, he says. He didn't know why. And he had to have two operations, and it couldn't have been pleasant. It couldn't have been pleasant.
Yeah, no. You know, that's a good question. Why did he feel it necessary to have to release this information to the public?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know why he decided to do that. Did he think he was being funny, or did he think he would gain some sympathy? Because, oh my gosh, he suffered. Now, he did say it happened a long time ago, but didn't say when, how long ago it happened. But, you know, he caused a lot of pain in those families that he attacked, you know, putting these doctors up to it to attack them for not vaccinating, despite the fact that they were injured by it. And then we see this story listed on the social networks, and our friend Roseanne, I saw this joke she put out there. I'm not getting her in trouble because she put it out on the social network. And she said, Super Don, what did the left testicle say to the right testicle?
I don't know. What did they say?
Don't talk to that guy in the middle. He's a real wiener.
I'm waiting for it.
What? No, that's not. That was a punchline right there somewhere. I think you're going to get one of these.
Oh, man. Yes.
I know what you really wanted. All right. Oh, that was a punchline.
We can't get enough of that today.
Of course, in real life, she didn't say wiener. And when I told the joke in front of my wife and my son, of course, he giggled like the 15-year-old he is. I'm just afraid he's going to say, you can't believe what my dad told me last night. So anyway, thank you, Roseanne, for bringing up that old joke, and we got to tell it on the air. Last thing here.
This show is just getting excrementally worse as we go on.
Well, it is St. Paddy's Day. People have been drinking. They're not going to remember a thing. Not even the Oklahomophobia that we covered last.
Oklahomophobia, yes.
Yeah, exactly. One last thing. The things you can get arrested for. And I think Jimmy Kimmel knows this one very well. This was a headline. I don't know if this was a British newspaper, if it was out of L.A. or maybe Australia down under. Listen to this headline. Man arrested after cop spots suspiciously small package in his undies.
Ah.
Maybe that's why Jimmy had the surgery.
That must be. Secret, hey, Robert.
Make it. Yes. What?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Irish.
Irish who?
I wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I've had a happy St. Patrick's Day, Super Don. Thanks for asking. And Amanda Thomas, thank you. Thank you to Kathleen, to Kiara. We had a great show tonight. You guys, don't drink a lot of alcohol. Drink some kombucha and remind each other what I'm reminding you. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.